Our next guest is also 6'6", but he's 225 pounds, not 325 pounds. And his teammate just told us a minute ago that he doesn't like to talk. So we're going to have to work on this with now sophomore quarterback Justin Herbert, who's with us here on ESPN 700. How are you, Justin?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Is Troy correct? You're not a talker?
I talk. I don't know where he got that from, but I talk a little bit.
Well, you were a true freshman last year, I'm sure, with like a lot of freshmen, high hopes for yourself. But at what point did you realize, man, I could get in here and I think I could play at this level right now?
I think it was late in fall camp. I think I kind of jumped up to the second string and kind of had a thought, maybe I belong here and maybe I could play.
How many schools were competing for your services coming out of high school?
Two or three. It was Oregon, Montana State, or Portland State.
So, I mean, technically Oregon was your only Division I offer. Were you surprised by how lightly you were recruited?
I wasn't really that surprised. I played multiple sports in high school, and so I think splitting my time up like that, I didn't get as much attention as other people.
So you had a really good game where we're from, Salt Lake City. And that, look at him. Now he's smiling, and he's ready to talk now. Walk us through that game, because Utah is traditionally not an easy place to play. Great crowd, loud environment, stadium, the whole thing. Walk us through that day, and then be honest with me. Did Carrington really get his foot in?
I think he got 2 feet in.
No, I don't think he did.
Utah, we knew Utah was going to be a great team. They've got a great defense and a great offense, and we knew that we were going to have to bring our best game. And we started out a little slow. Utah got a pretty big lead. And going into third and fourth quarter, I think we started to move the ball really well. And fortunately, some things bounced our way. And so got the chance to make a nice play at the end of the game, and Darren came up with it.
Utah's offense takes a lot of blame when things don't go well, and rightfully so in most cases. But I thought Utah's defense, specifically against you guys last year, underestimated your ability to run. And maybe that's because they didn't see it on film or they just didn't assess it the right way. But your ability as a runner clearly caught Utah off guard. I mean, is that something you want to expand on more so? I mean, are you a mobile quarterback, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think so. I think Coach Taggart and I have talked about trying to move the ball a little more with my feet this year. I think it's something that could be a huge advantage for us. And so I'm going to do my best to be able to move the ball.
So what's the celebrity status like? Eugene, Oregon's not a huge city. You're a very tall, I'm sure, easily recognizable gentleman. I mean, what's it like when you go to the grocery store, man? You getting mauled for autographs?
Not really. I pass by and don't get stopped too many times.
They think you play for Dana Altman and the basketball team?
I've been asked that a few times, yeah.
Could you play for Dana Altman in that basketball team?
Not even close.
Okay. Darren Carrington is not with you guys anymore. He's now going to be a member at some point of the University of Utah football team. You played with him last year. You threw him some touchdown passes, including a big one. What kind of wide receiver is Utah getting? Give Utah fans listening, because we're the flagship of Utah. What kind of a player is now going to be joining the University of Utah?
He works really hard. He's probably one of the most talented guys I've ever been around. He catches the ball better than anyone I've ever seen. He goes up for it, and I had complete confidence in him when I was throwing the ball. I could throw it up. 50-50 balls were more like 75-25 with him, and so he's a really special player.
You guys are going to Wyoming in mid-September. I don't know if you've ever played there before, but there's no hotels in Laramie, Wyoming, you know.
That's what I've heard.
You guys are going to stay at a truck stop? I'm not joking. You know that?
I did not know that.
There's dirt roads and stuff like that. I mean, so we played there in 2004. That was the year Utah went undefeated, and so ESPN brought the camera crews, and they were going to have the game on national television. Mm-hmm. And the ESPN camera truck blew out the circuit for the entire stadium, and there was like a two-hour delay because apparently they used more electricity than the entire city of Laramie.
Yeah. And it was 25 degrees, too, at the time.
Oh, it was a rough one. So hopefully that doesn't happen to you guys, man.
I hope not.
Hopefully it's a day game for you.
Yeah, I hope so.
Your skills last year obviously were growing. You know, you're a true freshman. What do you hope to be over the next couple of years? I mean, where do you hope that you are most different as a quarterback?
I hope I can just progress. I think I got to be able to get the ball to those guys that make the plays, get the ball to Charles Nelson and Dylan Mitchell and those guys on the outside that really make the special plays, and so just being able to distribute the ball to those guys.
I don't think, and this is no disrespect to you, Justin, but I don't think you were necessarily a natural or physical fit to the old Oregon style. Does that make sense? That kind of spread that Mariota was good in. Is your skill set maybe a better suited, because we haven't seen Willie Taggart's system? Are you a better fit physically and skill wise for his system?
I think so. I think what he's trying to do is pretty similar. I think we're still trying to get the ball to the fast guys on the outside, the playmakers, and try to include some quarterback runs, because I think it is a huge advantage.
So what does Oregon's true freshman, or now true sophomore starting quarterback do when you guys get a little bit of time off before camp or something? I mean, what do you do for fun?
Go golfing. I love to golf. Go fishing whenever I can, just get my mind off football.
I've heard Bandon Dunes is great. Have you ever played Bandon Dunes?
I have not.
Really? You're an Oregon guy and haven't gone down to Bandon Dunes?
I know.
You grew up in Oregon, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be on the bucket list, right?
It's there, yeah.
How good a golfer are you? Most quarterbacks are pretty good sticks. Are you a good golfer?
Not great.
No, don't sandbag us, Herbert. What are you playing to?
I can shoot low 80s, maybe.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Did you grow up wanting to play for the Ducks? Were you an Oregon State fan at all?
Oregon fan. Wanted to grow up, play for the Ducks. Always been a dream of mine.
His dad played for the Ducks.
Oh, really?
I understand the passion there. I was raised to not only love Oregon, but basically to hate Oregon State, mm-hmm. too. So I've heard about the OSU, our pants are off to you. We'll smoke your cigarettes and we'll date your majorettes. Have you ever heard that one?
I have.
I'm censoring it a little bit there. My dad's version is a little more colorful. But so what's that like growing up in the state of Oregon? It's a pretty clear green and orange state. Family was pretty clear on the Oregon side, you're saying?
It's really competitive. I've had best friends growing up that have been huge Oregon State fans. I think they're still Oregon State fans. And so it's always competitive. And my friends talk a lot of crap about the game. And so it's really fun to be a part of.
We've been talking to Justin Herbert here for like 9 minutes. We haven't mentioned maybe his best friend, or who should be his best friend, Royce Freeman. You might have the best running back of the Pac-12 conference. Mm-hmm. We haven't even mentioned that guy. How much easier is life having the ability to hand the ball or get the ball in the flat to a guy like Royce Freeman?
So much easier. Just to know that you give him the ball, he'll fight for every single yard. If we need 2 or 3 yards, he's automatic.
230-some-odd pounds?
Yeah, he's a big human being.
The Rolls Royce is what they call him?
Mm-hmm.
Is he healthy?
Yep. Completely healthy.
That's key, right?
Yep.
Because he wasn't last year, was he?
He kind of got banked up, but he's done a great job this offseason. He's prepared.
You guys going to throw him the ball at all this year?
Yep. He's a great route runner, great catcher, and get him the ball in space.
Well, hey, it's great catching up with you. I'm still not convinced Carrington got both feet in. Is there anything we should ask DC on the first day of practice when we get out there for him? Anything we should say to him? Anything we can jab him about a little bit?
I don't know. He doesn't get stifled too much.
Okay.
I think.
He's a confident guy. Yeah. That's what you're saying. Well, I think you're going to have a good year this year.
Thank you.
I think Oregon's probably better than the 4-8 record you were a year ago. Fun catching up with you. Have a good season. Stay healthy, Justin.
Thank you.
And by the way, you're not as bad a talker as he said you were.
Thank you.
You're pretty good.
Yeah.
You're pretty
appreciate
good.
That.